So we had this crazy idea, for whatever reason, to let you, of all people, gallivant around Chicago and just chat it up with random people. So how did that go?
Well, that was right up my alley. I interviewed a lot of people trying to see if they knew who I was. You know, I used to play for the Bears, and now I'm on Inside the Bears. Like, come on. Doesn't ring a bell. So a lot of people didn't know who I was. It was fun, though.
Check it out.
First off, do you know who I am?
Nope.
Do you know who Anthony Adams is?
Yeah.
What position does he play?
Running back, right?
Do you know who I am?
No, I do not. Okay, now wait a minute.
Take a guess.
Well, I'll ask you a question. Did you just sign a tender offer on the franchise tag?
I did, yes.
Is your first name Henry?
Dang, you got it, man. Okay. Way out in France. You know who Anthony Adams is?
Yeah.
I'm worldwide.
Of course, man. That's double A.
Do you know anything else Anthony Adams has done besides block for Devin Hester?
I say he's a good player. You know what I'm saying? He's quick.
Irwin, do you know who Anthony Adams is? So, you know exactly who Devin Hester is, correct?
Yes, sir.
Brian Urlacher.
Brian Urlacher, yeah.
Anthony Adams.
Adams. A little bit about Adams, to be completely honest.
Okay, how well do you know Anthony Adams? What position does he play, first?
I don't know a whole lot about Adams. But I've been following that O-line. I've been following that O-line with the two new rookies that they got. They got Mills, and they got the other big Caucasian gentleman.
I'm here from Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. So you're a Cowboys fan?
Yes, diehard Cowboys fan.
So you would have no idea who Anthony Adams is?
No.
I'm Anthony Adams. Oh. So you're from Australia?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. So you don't know anything about the Chicago Bears?
No, only the color on their logo.
I think he's a defensive end, is it? Anthony Adams?
How'd you know that?
Well, because I do watch them every now and then when I have the time.
Yeah. So you said he plays defensive end, right?
Well, cornerback, you know.
Now he plays wide receiver.
Oh, he's wide receiver?
Yeah.
Okay.
You almost had it. So did you see his catch that he had in the Super Bowl?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. What'd you think about it?
Well, I think it was a great catch, you know. I think it was a wonderful catch.
So, Anthony, is deceiving people something that you typically enjoy in your everyday life?
Well, I didn't want to deceive the people. I just wanted them to know who I was. I used to play for the Chicago Bears. And I just wanted everybody to know who I was, but they don't.
They don't. You'll get over it. So, when you were a rookie,
right,
you did some deceiving. So tell us about with your coaches and some of the veterans, what went down?
Well, as a rookie, you want to entertain folks so that you won't be in a lot of heat. I didn't want to get taped up on a field goal post or anything like that. So I tried to keep everybody laughing, and I just created my own talent show, and I impersonated some of the coaches as well as some of the players just to keep that heat off me.
So you have experience in deceiving people.
No question.
Wasn't your first time. All right, we have to take a quick break, but when we come back, 50 years later, we relive some of the greatest moments of the 1963 championship team.
Thankfully, Mike Ditka ran a great play on guts.
It was a superhuman play by Mike Ditka.
And later, wait until you see this fan's man cave.
Sometimes I look around and I'm like, what did I do? It's like, I think I get carried away a little bit too much. But no, you know. It looks good. I enjoy it. It's exactly what I had wanted when I started. So it's perfect.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.